Hello, this is Jenna O'Brien from the studios at 96.1 The Wit, bringing you an exclusive look at this year's performance of the Beaver Monologues and the effect it had here on Bluffton's campus. On April 6th and 7th, Bluffton University debuted this year's performance of the Beaver Monologues. The Beaver Monologues is a collection of stories that focus on women's issues from the perspective of anonymous members of the Bluffton community, woven together into a theatrical piece of work.
These stories connect us all in common humanity. This year, 23 stories were collected anonymously and cover a wide variety of topics, from periods to masturbation to cravings to sexual assault, eating disorders, and the list goes on. All of these experiences that are discussed today, we all share whether or not we'd like to admit it. Please remember that all of these stories belong to your classmates, your girlfriends, your mothers, your roommates, your sisters, and your friends. And all that we ask throughout this experience is that you listen.
The students involved in making the Beaver Monologues possible every year have received tremendous support and feedback from the community. Oftentimes, receiving thank yous for bringing some of these tough topics that so many women on campus face into the conversation. For some, these performances have even served as a way to heal from their tragic experiences they have faced in life, allowing them to realize they are not alone in their struggles.
I don't really know what to say, other than thank you. I didn't really think when I submitted my story with a 6-digit code that it would really go anywhere, that it would really do anything for me.
I didn't think it would help, but I was wrong.
I've never felt so liberated before.
In a room, even though I did not know everyone, I didn't feel alone.
I knew for the first time that I wasn't alone in my experiences. For the first time, I felt understood.
I felt peace.
Thank you for holding my pain. Thank you for telling my story.
After the performance, the Bluffton community had a lot of thoughts and feelings regarding the performance. For some, like senior Katie Keysbury, listening to these stories were incredibly difficult.
The one story was about a rape victim and just hearing her process, and I was just so sad and wished that I knew how to help a person in that situation for in case I ever come across that. And I know that that happens often, which is sad to say. So it was good that they brought it out. It was just, my heart was just kind of broken.
Others thought that it was an important event to have, especially here on Bluffton's campus, to show students and faculty just how often these things actually occur. Junior Jaden Grappi explained how these stories have a bigger impact after hearing that they were stories and experiences from those of his peers.
I thought it was very empowering. It was very good to hear everybody in their voice and talking about issues that we don't really like to talk about and just shy away from. So hearing people's opinions and people's stories was really empowering. When we hear about these kind of stories, we just like think that they happen around the world and people that we don't know. And it's crazy to think that people that we had classes with and that we're walking around with, people that we're friends with, these things are happening to. Like, they're happening in our own community, not in countries around the world. So it's very relatable.
Along with Jaden, Eli Herman, the graduate assistant for the Student Life Division, also shared similar thoughts.
I think the strength of this event is that the Bluffton students are sharing their own stories. You know, these aren't all scripted stories that are just being read. It's allowing voices to be heard from women and those who identify as women in the community. So we know that, you know, it has some closeness, some proximity to all the students who are affected and might know a lot of the stories that were shared or those who maybe shared the stories. I thought the cast did a wonderful job portraying each of the stories from the cast and all the authors who submitted for the play. I thought, you know, as an audience member, I was very enthralled throughout the process and enjoyed hearing the people share and be vulnerable in their experiences. And I'm very excited and proud for everyone that was involved in the process.
First-year student Kayla McSword was even willing to share how her own personal story helped her appreciate the performance and the work that the cast was doing even more.
I was worried at first that it was going to be triggering, but it was really empowering, like hearing other people's stories that were so strikingly similar to mine, and even the ones that I haven't told anybody. Like, I was just really inspired to like help other people out, and I want to do this next year.
Alicia Locke, assistant director to the Beaver Monologues, explained why we need to have this event here on Bluffton's campus.
It was incredible to hear the stories of women around me and be able to share their experiences as women. Oh, I think it's so important to open up everyone's eyes. This is a liberal arts university, and a lot of times, especially with media nowadays, we need to know about what it's like to be a woman and dealing with society and dealing with prejudice and hate, but also dealing with love and acceptance and learning more about the women in our lives, our sisters, our mothers, our aunts, our cousins, our friends. It's important to connect with them on a different level.
Overall, those in attendance agreed that the Beaver Monologues not only helped open their eyes to some of the issues women face on campus, but made them feel closer to their female counterparts, most of them wishing that there was something more they could do in this fight against gender inequalities. For those of you who share similar stories of those during this podcast, there are resources available for you here on campus. Campus counselors Ray Stadden and Tyson Goings, along with campus pastor Stephen Tig Intagliata, are available as a confidential resource, and they are more than willing to listen to you and your story. If you would like to make a report, we encourage you follow the Title IX protocols and contact the Title IX coordinator, Julie DeGraw. From the studios of 96.1 The Wit, this has been Jenna O'Brien, and thank you for listening.